Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. We've been talking all this week about a very special series coming to the McCullough County Library, and today is the first day of that particular series. It's called the September Author Series, and we're very happy to have Dana Knox Wright visiting with us this afternoon. Dana, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Last time I saw you, we were promoting another book.
We were. Yes. Yes, we were.
Yes.
Afternoons with Daryl. So, yeah, Saving Stories was the name of that book.
That was a book about Daryl Statler, singer-songwriter Daryl Statler from Lano. And I told you that I was so proud that you actually captured his stories. And I was reading over some stuff the other day. I was, you know, I remember things. I got to go back and And it was so neat that was in a book.
Yeah.
In a book form.
Yeah.
And you had some good times with Daryl.
I did have some good times with Daryl. I mean, it was a treasure for me to write that book with him. More than even just the words, you know, just the time I got to spend with him, hours and hours with him. He was a one-of-a-kind fellow.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
doubt. Miss him.
You got a brand new book. And it's, I love the title.
Yeah.
It's called Holding On Loosely, Opening My Hands, Lightening My Load, and Seeing Something Else.
Yeah.
So what is the book about?
Yeah, the book is about what you might guess. It's a sort of a journey that I've been on to discover a better way to walk through life than to walk through life clenched up, a belly ache, busy, overly busy, you know, news junkies. I mean, all of the things I think that bind us up, and I don't believe we were meant to live that way.
Yeah.
And the whole idea for the book kind of came after a really hard season in my own life, a season that found me exhausted and somewhat without hope, really. And at some point, I just said, this is just going to be what it'll be.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I can do. I can't control. I can't do anything. It's going to be what it will be. And as I did that, which was a turning loose, really, I had kind of an immediate relief that came over me. And my circumstance hadn't changed. Nothing had changed in my life except the fact that I turned loose of something.
Wow.
And I asked myself a question at that point, if relief and release can come just by our simply turning loose of something, is there a better way to walk through life? Yeah. And so there are 33 stories. It's an essay book. They're standalone stories. And each one of them is basically the answer to that question that I asked myself. The stories are stories of my intersections with other people, other places, and the people, oftentimes I didn't know they were strangers. I had a brief interaction with them, and I was looking. I was really looking for what I could learn in that story, because this was a change I wanted to make in my life. I wanted to walk better. I didn't walk well through that tough season in my life, and I didn't want to repeat that. I feel like in between this, you know, a time to be born and a time to die, the way we walk matters.
No doubt.
And so that's the gist of the book.
Yeah. It's about the dash. Kind
it
of between
is.
The dates
it
of
is.
Birth and
it
death,
is.
Isn't
you
it?
You know, if we can walk without holding on, I mean, I feel like from the minute that we're born, you know, we start the cycle of hold, turn loose, repeat. It just is a cycle that goes through our life. And the harder we grip tangible things, attitudes, the harder we grip, the harder it is to extract them from our hands.
So how did you get from going through that situation to deciding, well, I need to put all this down in a book for somebody else?
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, I think the book was very much for me, so that I do not forget the stories. I started during the hard time in life. I've always been able to create. and creativity left me for some years.
Yeah.
And I had never experienced that in my whole entire life. And so as I sort of resurfaced after that, it all came rushing back, and I had notes, and I didn't know how it would all come together.
Yeah.
But I had an old school flashcard that was pinned above my desk and had been there for years, and it had two words on it: see something.
Mm.
And I think that's where I want to go. I think that's now what I want to see.
See, yeah.
I want to find just a better way to walk.
Yeah.
And so that's where it came from. And I started writing down a lot of the stories. Even before I saw that connection, I blogged a version of the story. And then after I kind of started on this journey, I kind of saw like the thread that was running through every bit of it. It was, that's something I've been holding on to,
mm-hmm.
being the perfect woman, the perfect mom, the perfect friend, all of that. And so there's a story in there about turning loose of perfection.
Mm.
That's really where it all started. And I thought, I'll write these down for my kiddos. One day when they, maybe one day think maybe I'm halfway cool again, they'll miss me and they'll go, I wonder what mom had to say. They'll find that I thought about things that they might be surprised I thought about.
Yeah. Anything that you're surprised that you actually put in the book? I mean, is there anything that just really has affected you more than others?
Yeah. Well, there are some very personal stories.
Sure.
I worked with an editor on this book, and she would say, you're not telling enough.
Hmm.
You're not telling enough. Now, part of that is I believe that when we live in transparency, obviously, there are some things that aren't fodder for
sure.
everybody.
Sure.
But when we are open and transparent about the hard stuff that we've gone through, others benefit from that.
Sure.
And so the first chapter in the book is the really hardest one, where she said, you gotta talk more, you gotta tell more,
yeah.
you gotta, But there's a story very hard about the passing of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
There are funny stories mm-hmm. About turning loose of pretension.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chapter called The People of Economy. And it has to do with, turning loose of feeling fancy when we... the story is about flying in
yeah.
economy. And so it's a humorous story.
Yeah.
And then there are really heartfelt stories about reading my children's book to border children.
Oh, wow.
And how that experience changed really my paradigm of what I thought I believed, what I thought I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came face to face with desperation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it changed what I thought I knew.
Yeah.
Because I had entered kind of into the story for just a bit. And I had been told stories. And so turning loose of a paradigm that I thought I had settled on.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's interesting, this is your third book.
It is.
And you've kind of done the gamut of books.
I have.
Children's, and then about a songwriter,
right?
And now this.
Yeah.
So it's all three very different topics.
Yeah.
From one person.
Yeah. The other two books, the children's book sort of fell in my lap. I
mm-hmm.
was teaching piano lessons to mm-hmm. children, and it was based on a true story about a pigeon, a pet pigeon
mm-hmm.
that lived at the music studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, Kenan Fletcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this was Kenan and her love of animals
yeah.
and her daughter. And
yeah.
so the book was written, the story was told me, we wrote the book in 2 weeks, and then the illustrator took some time to illustrate it.
Yeah.
And then Daryl's book obviously just came out of, we both were kind of at a place where we needed that. We needed something
yeah.
to invest our time in, and that was that project.
Yeah.
This probably is more, this is more in line with my blog, and it's kind of my wheelhouse when it comes to actually the technical part of writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of writing that just kind of naturally comes out of me.
Yeah.
But, I don't think that they suggest that you do that. If the people, whoever they are, they say, stick in your lane. Find your lane of writing and stick in it. Well, I disagree with that completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why
yeah.
would you? Why wouldn't you just try it all? I have the beginning of a fiction book now.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what I'm going to do next, because why not?
Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, you're going to be speaking today at the McCullough County Library. We're very proud of our library. We have a new library.
It's beautiful. I drove by it just a second ago.
I'm so proud of that. You're going to be there today, and your time is, what is your time today?
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock today.
At 2 o'clock today.
It's open to the public, and everyone is welcome and encouraged to be there. I bet you would have some of these books there, right?
I will. I will, as well as a couple of the others, too.
I was going to ask if you're going to have the others, too.
I will have those, too.
So anyway, so yeah. I highly recommend it. Dana Knox Wright, Holding On Loosely, Opening My Hands, Lightening My Load, and Seeing Something Else. Do you enjoy doing the book events?
Very much. This is really kind of the fun part of it. I wasn't sure it would happen with COVID.
Sure.
And so it's kind of been fun that some things have opened back up. And,
writing is the hard part. This is the fun part,
this
right?
This is the fun part.
Yeah. Well, Dana, it's always good to see you. And, and once again, my sincere thanks to you for not only this book, but of course, the Afternoons with Daryl book. Yeah. I thought that was just marvelous.
Oh,
it was just
you.
Something that'll outlive us all.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can be very proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck this afternoon.
Okay, Tracy.
2 o'clock at the McCullough County Library.
Thanks.
Don't miss it. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and knelradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit knelradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.